Doing the same menial chores must have been a bore, even for people 4,000 years ago. That they try to make statues to do the work for them. I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be back after this song.
Drop the bass. We stepping out. Sydney's tell us why.
Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, the middle of the week, of course, September 28th, 2022, and we just heard NCTU with Work It. Now, it seems people living 4,000 years ago had the same sort of desires that we do now, to do as little work as possible or make others do the work for us. Maybe that was the motivation behind ancient Egyptians who seemed to have invented primitive robots to mimic people in the performance of their work using mechanical operating systems. According to the Egypt Independent, these statues were so-called automatons because they're based on the use of self-propelled operating machines, are from nearly 4,000 years ago, and represent the first forms of robots in the world. Now, the discovery was made through a wooden statue that had been at the Metropolitan Museum of Art for many years. No one knew its secret until Egyptology specialists x-rayed it and revealed a mechanical operating system inside, which worked like a pulley, producing repeated movements along the statue's arms that go up and down automatically. Now, scientists believe the statue was mimicking the symbol of motherhood, so perhaps emotions were to calm a crying baby. Although it is very primitive, isn't it amazing that people from 4,000 years ago were trying to do the same things that we're trying to do today? Automate things so that our lives are just a little bit easier. With that said, we have a great song for you. This is We In with Easy featuring Shikae. That was Hui In with Easy featuring Shikae. And we have some quick announcements on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. And of course, you guys can check out our website for more details on how to tune into our show at world.kbs.co.kr, the KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces, or simply follow us on the gram at KBS K-Pop. Give us some feedback on how you guys love our show and how you're tuning in from your country, and randomly select some listener and send you a prize. Also, you know what today is? It is Wednesday, so we have requests and responses coming up right after our daily segment, Coffee and Tea. So remember, you guys can send in your song requests and messages, as well as your answers to our Y2C question throughout the week on our message board or on our gram. With that said, we have two great songs back to back. We have Kepler with Sugar Rush, and after that, we have June of 17 with Limbo. Would you like a coffee or just drink this tea, sir? Welcome to our daily segment, Coffee or Tea. Sometimes I'm going to ask you what you want to drink, but sometimes I'm going to give you an attitude and be like, just drink the tea. Anyways, I got some information for you guys. Fall is usually the season for festivals and outdoor events in Korea because of the glorious weather. Starting this Friday, the annual K-Culture Festival Into the K will kick off at two different locations in Seoul, the newly refurbished Kwanghwa Moon Square in downtown Seoul and the Jamsil Sports Complex in southern Seoul. Now, the festival aims to show the world different charms of Korean culture and will be held both on and offline so that anyone can take part no matter where you are in the world. Kicking things off will be the K-Culture Festival concert at 7 p.m. on Friday, right in front of the Gyeongbokgung Palace, which will feature a mix of classical and Gugak instruments. Meanwhile, K-drama fans can join in on the fun on October 1st at Gwanghwamun Square for the K-drama concert, which will feature various artists who have participated in hit original soundtracks such as Paul Kim, Kim Na-young, and Kyuhyun. Also, a large-scale K-pop concert called the K-Concert will be held at the Olympic Stadium in Jamsil on October 7th with popular acts like NCT Dream and Stacy in the lineup, y'all. Throughout the festival, which runs until October 8th, there will be booths set up at both locations for K-culture fans to communicate and exchange cultural experiences, while participants will also be able to experience Korean food, fashion, and characters. And wrapping up the festival on the final day, the K Parade will be held, inviting people to parade from Jongno 5가 or Jongno 5가 to Gwanghwamun Square while listening to hit K-pop songs. And the best part is, y'all, guess what? All experiences and concerts will be free of charge. If you want to take charge, or if you want to be a part of this, of course, as festivals, please visit kculturefestival.kr to find out more and get involved, y'all. For now, we have great songs set up for you guys. We have NCT Dream with Glitch Mode, Butt Pudding, and Stacy with Beautiful Monster.
Welcome aboard.
Technology.
Scratch that. Oh, 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 love is ooh, ooh, love is ooh.
Requests and responses. All right, you guys know that we love to hear from you guys, so we want to find out what songs you want to hear and what requests you have and what you just want to say on our program. And, of course, you guys are leaving your messages on our message board and our gram, of course. And if you guys want to find out if you're a winner, because every request and response, we choose a winner, you guys can actually go to our website, world.kbs.co.kr. The winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we closely keep track of all of our message board, Gram, KBS World Radio Service, Book of Faces. I almost said the brand name. I'm not allowed to say that. For your comments and requests. So be sure to send them in. Also, if your request doesn't get played today, don't be like, oh my gosh, they don't play my songs. We might play throughout the week. So that means you have to tune into our program every day. All right? Every day. With that said, we're going to get to our first request. This is from Floor from a message board. The message is, I have been very busy with work and been listening to the radio while working and suddenly wanted to hear Illa Illa by Juniel. Thank you. Okay. Well, with no further ado, I don't have to respond to this because we want you to listen to this song, and hopefully wherever you are in the world, this song will make you feel great. And this is Juniel with Illa Illa.
따스하게 봄의 향기로운 바람에도 볼에 스치면 난 사랑했던 그대 얼굴
Alrighty, that was Illa Illa by Juniel. And guys, you guys are tuning into K-Pop Connection. And guess what today is? Today is Requests and Responses. And we're moving on to our next response and request. This is from @j.m_s.f. Of course, obviously from the gram. Message is, I'm fine by BTS. This song somehow brings comfort to me. I just hope you guys enjoy it as well. I know lots of you may be having some hard times, but know that you've been doing just fine till now. Way to go! Whiting! That's very true. A lot of people always think about the negative things that are going on in their lives right now, and they're very stressed about it, or they let it get to their heads and they, you know, can't focus on other things. So remember that everything is going to be just fine. So always think that about yourself too. I'm fine. We are going through some hard stuff. You know, we had 3 years of a crazy pandemic. I know during that pandemic, other things happened. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you lost a family member. Maybe you just lost contact of your friend. Whatever it is, we went through some very hard times, but guess what? No matter what, you know, it's going to be brighter on the other side and you're going to be fine. So keep that in mind. All right, moving on. We have one from @theblue_maniac. The message is, hello, DJ Brian. I'd like to request XOSC, What a Life. This song means work hard, play hard, and the spirit of young people. Thanks, DJ Brian. Well, thank you. Okay, spirit of young people. I always think to myself, I'm a young person. You know, I know most of you listeners are probably in your early 20s, maybe in your late teenage years or early 30s, thinking, Brian, you're old now. But guess what? No. Mm-mm. You're only as old as you feel. And I do not feel old. Okay, guys? Plus, I use a lot of night cream when I go to sleep. Anyways, two great songs for you guys. XOSC, that's actually EXO, Sehun, and Chanyeol, the members, with the song called What a Life. And then we have BTS, I'm Fine. All right, welcome back. We're going to continue with our requests. And of course, you guys know that we announce a winner, and we're going to announce it right before the close of our show. So if you want to find out if it's you, or if you want to find out if it's just your friend, you got to stay tuned to find out. All righty? Well, here's a message from Andy from our message board. The message is, hello, DJ Brian. I'm Andy from Jakarta, Indonesia. I'd like to request the song 10 Centimeter Drawer. Thanks, DJ Brian. All right, well, I'm pretty sure our producer has that set up because I don't know the song that much, and I definitely want to check it out because 10 Centimeters is a great artist. Alrighty. Alright, we're going to move on to our last request of the week, and this is from @MaryDiana. Message. Hello, I want to request a song, Your Existence by Wonstein. This song means a lot to me because I always remember my memories with someone, and I also can't stop thinking about this drama. Thank you, DJ Brian. You know, I feel like everybody has that song that makes you remember somebody in your life or a moment in your life. And of course, sometimes you want to reminisce or think about that moment as well or that person. And music really helps. It really does help. Like, I'm the same way. Like, right now, with the fall weather and this fall season, I'm listening to songs where it reminds me of the even friends from high school, you know, which was like over 20 years ago. I know a lot of you are like, what? Over 20 years ago? Yeah, I'm old. Okay. Live with it. But yeah, it's always good to listen to music, especially for me. Like, I have a cousin who passed away not too long ago, maybe less than 10 years ago, and he was very young when he passed away. So I actually listen to music that he used to like to listen to, and it makes me feel like he's always there with me, watching me, making sure I'm okay. And I truly believe that is what he's doing right now. So hopefully you guys have that kind of music in your life as well that makes you smile, you know, makes you really remember a good moment in your life. And with that said, we're going to play these two great moments and create, I call them moments because that's what music does. It gives us great moments. We have 10 Centimeters with Drawers, Hut Up from our beloved summer soundtrack. And we have Wonstein with Your Existence 존재만으로. All right, we just heard Wonstein with Your Existence 존재만으로. And guess what, y'all? It is time to announce the winner. And today's winner is... Andy from Jakarta from a message board! Andy, if you're listening, let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we'll be sure to send you a prize. You can find out if you're a winner. Of course, our past winners, if you don't know if you're a winner, go on our playlist on our K-Pop Connection program page at world.kbs.co.kr. You can either click the link on our program or gram profile and scroll your mouse on the purple radio icon on our website and click on K-Pop Connection under the program list pop-up. And if you have any great ideas on what gifts you want, or, you know, suggestions for us to give gifts to people in the future, let us know. We'd like to hear about that. But please, nothing too crazy, because we have to be able to send it to you guys. And our producer, Sophia, will do her best to find these gifts for you guys. And of course, guys, don't forget to leave your answers for Y2C answers or questions, and we'll keep a note of it, of course. And keep those song requests coming, guys, so we can play all the songs you guys want to listen to. Alrighty? And our Y2C question of the week is, how do you cope after a breakup? Keep that in mind, y'all. With that said, two great songs back to back, twice, Talk That Talk and 주식 with Baby I Need You, 아무래도 난. That's all the time that we have for today. Taking us out is ATG with Let's Get Together. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju-Ju-Ju-Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.